Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be your guide over the next few minutes of this journey. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and also to start your day. And each week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then after we clear those blocks, you're able to create the space for you to move forward toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is to simply be. And that's what we're going to work on and focus today, is to simply be. So let's start by getting in the meditation position, and that's to sit with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And just take a couple of nice, deep, and easy breaths, allowing yourself to become centered. Inhaling all the way up to the top of your head and exhaling. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the earth, and all the way to the center core of the earth, where the roots are embedded into the core of the earth. And you are one and connected with this tree trunk. And envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. And the aura is an electromagnetic energy field that houses memories, images, thoughts, feelings, whatever resonates in your heart and mind from the past, present, and future is all part of your aura, with various colors and shades of the spectrum of the rainbow. And I want you to, in this aura bubble, see it moving the edge of the bubble so that it's no more than 18 inches from your body. 18 inches from your body, over your head, under your feet, in front of you, in back of you, and all around. And the edge of your aura has a stiffness to it that is an eggshell stiffness and a beautiful pearlescent golden light vibration. So it's a golden vibration, but it has a pearlescent hue to it. This is your aura bubble, and it also helps keep your space safe and protected. And imagine on the outside of your aura bubble is a giant flaming wall. And this flaming wall is burning from the ground all the way up to as tall as you are and taller. This is the flaming wall of purification. It receives unwanted, undesired energies in your space, things you no longer need to hold on to, that you may have learned from, that have gotten you to where you are now, but you don't need them anymore. You're going to begin to clear them from your chakras, and the violet flaming wall will receive these energies and gently pull these energies from your space. So now put your attention as you breathe easily and deeply from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easily, gently. Begin to clear your first, second, and third chakras. Each one of those chakras are energy centers that help regulate your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. There are actually seven along the spine, but for right now, we're starting with the first, second, and third chakras. As you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale out of the first chakra at the base of your spine, the second chakra 2 inches below your belly button on the spine, and the third chakra behind your stomach on your spine. And again, breathing easily and deeply. And as you exhale, you're releasing all types of energies, from survival energy, money issues, health issues, maybe issues you have with your home, your job, your career, issues you have in terms of staying healthy, whatever it may be, let all of that go so you can thrive instead of just survive. And as you continue to breathe, clear energy from your second chakra as well. That clears any sexual energy from the past, perhaps, where you have been molested, raped, or abused in some way on a sexual level. But you also want to clear out sexual energy from partners that you've been with, your partner that you're with now. Just let all of that go for the best energy for you to house in your space is your own personal energy, no one else's. And also from this second chakra, 2 inches below the belly button, release any feelings that you may have that are uncomfortable, such as anger, depression, despair, apathy, lethargy, guilt, jealousy, grief, self-deprecation. Let all of these feelings go. Frustration, unworthiness, stress. Let it go. Anxiety. And as you continue to breathe deeply, release the energy from the third chakra behind the stomach as well, which clears all the energy that would keep you from really living and being in your personal power. So any habits that you have, any patterns that you're unable to break, whether it's a mental pattern in the way that you think, whether it's the way that you often feel about something as a pattern, maybe it's something you physically do that you just can't seem to break out of, such as an obsessive compulsive pattern. Perhaps it's an addiction of some kind, an addiction to so many things. Just let it all go with your intention as you exhale out through the first, second, and third chakras. and the violet flame gently receives and even will gently pull the energy from these chakras. And as you continue to breathe, release the energy from your fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh chakras. So just keep breathing deeply and let go of energy from the fourth chakra behind your heart, the fifth chakra at the base of your throat, the sixth chakra in the center of your head, and the seventh chakra at the top of your head. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. And each time you exhale, release any energy from the fourth chakra where you may have a lack of self-worth or lack of self-love. Let go of the people, the situations, and circumstances that you have not forgiven, including yourself. Let go of not completely loving who you are and loving all that you are about. So let go of anything that is not in a place of absolute, divine, unconditional love for self, for others, for places, for things. Don't try to force the breath. Don't force yourself to think about it or see it or feel it. Whatever comes up in the way that it does, a sensation, a memory, an idea, a thought, a belief system, a feeling, a smell, something you might hear, whatever you're experiencing in this moment, let it go, and the violet flame will take it and receive it. And release the energy from your fifth chakra as you breathe through that chakra as well. That would, at the base of your throat, that would keep you from fully expressing who you are as a divine spiritual being. So if you have challenges in communication, either not communicating enough, communicating too much, whatever the case may be, let it go. Let go of the energy that would keep you from fully expressing yourself. Maybe you don't believe that you have creative talents and abilities. That's not true. It's a lie. You are a divine, perfect spiritual being, designed in accordance to the divine source, to divine creator, and therefore you are extremely creative and know that everything you experience in life is due to your personal form and way of creating, whether you're conscious or unconscious of it. You may not like everything that you have created, and so now is the opportunity to let go of that energy that has not allowed you to fully express the full divine essence of yourself. And as you continue to inhale all the way from the tips of your toes up through your spine to the top of your head, exhale out as well through the sixth chakra located in the center of your head. And let go of any energy there where you may have had judgment or criticism around yourself, around others, around places, around things, around the way that something is being handled, any judgment about what could be done differently or how it should be done differently, not from a standpoint of looking at how it can be enhanced, but from that eye, that critical eye that says, this is wrong. That's not the way it should be. I can make it better. Let that energy go. All energy is perfect exactly the way it is. Every form of energy has its purpose. Whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, it all has its own divine purpose. Very good. Excellent. And release the energy from your seventh chakra at the top of your head, which is where you are able to be still and just know. And this is about simply being this week, to simply be. So let go of the energy where you're trying to analyze something, rationalize it, intellectualize it. Let go of doubt and uncertainty. As that divine, perfect spiritual being, you absolutely know and are connected to the awareness of all of the universe. Very good. Excellent. And again, this week's focus is to simply be, which is to thrive in the space of easiness, flow, and full presence. And in this very moment, just continue to put your attention on your breath. Pay attention to how you are breathing, the nice, deep, and easy breaths. And just notice if you are breathing easily and deeply, or are you breathing sporadically? Are you holding your breath? To simply be is to simply breathe. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. The breath is absolutely the manna of life. That means it is the nutrient of life. It is what gives life. So as you inhale, receive all that the universe has of life itself. And as you exhale, just simply release the toxins, the energy, whatever it is that would, in other words, cause you to not be in a full experience of presence and life itself. And put your attention on your head and see a huge ball of a beautiful, again, pearlescent golden light shining on top of your head. And watch as this light becomes brighter and brighter, and it expands to encompass your forehead, in the center of your head, and the back of the top of your head. This beautiful, shining, bright ball of pearlescent golden light. And inhale into the area of the great pearlescent light, 5, four, three, two, one, and exhale, five, four, three, two, and one. And allow all energy in the way of visions and beliefs, sounds and feelings as you continue to breathe, sensations and thoughts, smells, and whatever it is that is coming up at this moment to go into the violet flame. Know that the flame is gently pulling these energies out of your space, out of this pearlescent golden light ball at the top of your head and center of your head. Know that it's clearing your space from this area as you are able to shine the light. And now put your attention at your throat and see a ball of beautiful pearlescent golden light shining there. Nice big ball of light. And watch as it becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. It really becomes very bright and it expands to encompass your jaw, your mouth, your nose, your cheeks, your ears. And inhale into this area for five, four, three, two, one, and exhale, five, four, three, two, and one, in and out of the throat area. And again, any energies in the way of visions and feelings, thoughts, sounds, let it all go. The violet flame is receiving it as you focus your attention on this ball of light at your throat. And now put your attention at your heart. Know that the other two balls of light at the top of your head and at your throat are still shining brightly and they are expanded and they are luminescent. As you put your attention at your heart and see a pearlescent golden light shining there too, and it also becomes brighter and brighter and brighter, and it expands to encompass your entire chest from front to back, your shoulder blades, and your stomach and middle of your back. It encompasses that entire area. So you are a glowing ball of beautiful, bright golden light. Inhale into that area where the light is for five, four, three, two, one, and exhale, five, four, three, two, and one. In and out of this heart area. And allow whatever energy is coming up to simply be gently taken by that violet flame. It's pulling the energies out of your space as you focus on the balls of light. And focus your attention now on your pelvic area and see a beautiful ball of pearlescent golden light in that area. Like the others, it becomes brighter and brighter. And it expands as well to encompass your entire pelvic area, your hips and buttocks, your abdomen, lower back, and all the way down through your thighs. Large ball of beautiful pearlescent golden light gets brighter and brighter and more expansive from your thighs to your pelvic area and all around. And inhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 into that area, and exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Continue to breathe in this fashion, in and out of the pelvic area, and allowing any sensations, beliefs, visions, sounds, feelings, whatever comes up at this moment to go into the violet flame. Knowing that the flame is gently pulling the energies out of your space as you focus on this ball of light and continue to breathe. Now put your attention at your feet and see this area as a ball of pearlescent golden light shining brightly. And watch as it too becomes brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And it expands fully to encompass your feet, your ankles, your legs, and your knees. This large giant ball of light. Beautiful and pearlescent gold. And inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 into that area, and exhale 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And continue to inhale in and exhale out of that area around your feet. Also letting go of the energy that exists there. And now shifting your attention slightly, I'd like for you to begin to see the ball of light at your feet become a golden liquid. It is a golden pearlescent liquid. And as you inhale again, watch this golden liquid begin to fluently move up from your feet through your legs, knees, and thighs. See this pearlescent golden light move up to the pelvic area, where the other ball of light is, and becomes more fluid and liquid. And it continues to move up through your abdomen and your stomach, up through your heart, where the next golden ball of light is, and it becomes fluently liquid. And it joins together as that liquid light continues to move up, flowing through to your throat, and that ball of light becomes liquid, and all together it continues to move all the way up through your head, and that ball becomes more fluent, and it continues to go all the way up to the top of your head and into your aura bubble, From there, it flows back down out the top of your head into your aura bubble and back down to your feet, where the golden light is drawn up again to complete the process through every part of your body and all the way up to the top of your head, fountaining back out into your aura bubble and down to your feet once again, where it's drawn up through your body, this beautiful golden pearlescent liquid light as it moves up through your body in this fountaining effect, this continuous process, allowing yourself to simply be as this fountain of light flows through you. And keep breathing from the tips of your toes all the way up to your head. Very good. And now you're going to begin to see this liquid light moving from underneath your feet behind you up to the top of your head as you inhale and exhale, as you see the liquid light moving down your front and back underneath your feet. And again, inhale as you see the golden circle of light coming from your feet up behind you to the top of your head, and then exhale as the golden light goes down your front and underneath your feet. And keep breathing so this golden circle of liquid light is moving from back to front. And as you inhale again and you continue to breathe, see a second golden circle of light coming from underneath your feet up on your left side and over your head. Exhale, see it going down the right side of your body, back underneath your feet. And inhale, it comes up from underneath your feet on the left side of your body and over your head. Exhale, and it goes back down the right side, back underneath your feet, so that you have two beautiful, continuous circles moving from back to front, left to right, and that part of that liquid is still, when it is at your feet, is going straight up through you, where it then fountains out the top of your head back down to your feet. So you have a full spectrum of this pearlescent golden light, which represents the absolute highest, purest vibration of you, of your energy, of your divine essence and self. It allows the full aspects of the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual gates and aspect of you to be open, to be operational, so that all you need do is simply be. You are now a giant, pearlescent, golden, glowing, beautiful light, and all you need do is simply be. Nowhere to go, nothing to do but to be present in this very moment. Very good. And now imagine that a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun is surrounding you completely. Experience the warmth, the love, the joy, the peace, the abundance, the prosperity, the healing. Experience all of that in the sun and absorb it. Bring it into you as a sponge that is soaking up the water. You are soaking up the sun completely and entirely. Consider it the seal that allows the divine ball of light that you presently are and always will be in this moment of simply being. This seal allows you to move forward for today and the rest of your days in a way of simply being. Your goals are reached, experiences come to you, you attract the people that are needed and desired in your life. You attract the circumstances that allow you to move forward, to move ahead, because you're able to simply be. And I'd like to thank you for being with me this week on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. Check out our classes and courses online, as well as live workshops, group sessions, and also private services that you can take advantage of. Not to mention the tips and hints that you can receive to balance and have a holistic approach to your life, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, through Recipes for the Soul. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.